This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Angeline Tay. Magic recently rolled out their second E@ Stanford program, where a group of dynamic startups were selected for an exclusive week-long entrepreneurship program at Stanford University, followed by another week of networking in Silicon Valley. To provide more insight to the E@ Stanford program, we have Hamyeon Han. He's the Program Director of Global and Regional Programs in Magic. And also Nicole Wong. She's the co-founder of Sometime by Asian Designers. So Han, just give us a quick overview of the E@ Stanford program.
So the E@ Stanford program is actually part of a three-year collaboration that Magic has with Stanford University. It's one of the three programs that we run every year. The E@ Stanford program targets the entrepreneurs who have already launched a product and service and is ready to take it to the next level. So the objective of the program is really to give them the platform to expose them to the global players and meet some of the people that could be potentially their future investors or partners.
Okay, what was the structure of the program like?
As mentioned, the program is actually 1 week of classes, sessions in Stanford, where they will also receive individual coaching sessions with the mentors, and another week of visiting companies of various stages in Silicon Valley. So we visited startups who have just started, or startups who have raised a few rounds of funding, and of course the giant corporations such as Google, Facebook.
In terms of like the classroom sessions, what was covered?
There are multiple themes that were covered during the classes. We went over how finance and funding works. Mm-hmm. We also talk about the more, at the earlier stage, ideation stage, how do you continue to innovate, creativity sessions, design thinking. How do you find out whether your product has reached the product market fit stage?
Okay. So Nicole, tell us a little bit about your company, Sometime by Asian Designer.
Hi. Sometime by Asian Designers is an online-only bag specialist company that call design with Asian designers, fashion icons, and brands. We self-produce it. Our team is the same team that produce bags for famous brands in the market. And we then offer the bags online-only on our website and without the traditional retail markup.
Okay. All right. So what was the idea behind this company?
Okay, firstly, it's because the factory is actually owned by my family. This is the main reason why we can cut down the retail traditional markup. And one of the reasons also we do it online only. So we can cut down all the brick and mortar rentals and all that.
And this company has been around for?
Almost 3 years.
All right. And tell us, how did you find out about Magic's E@ Stanford program?
So far, it was a really great experience. I would like to thank Magic over here. And the reason why is that I actually gained a lot from this program. Firstly, is the network of entrepreneurs and also mentors. And they actually give valuable advices on how we can expand our business, because we have been around for a while. Mm-hmm. So it's time for us to expand regionally. And maybe secondly, it's all about the investment. We understand what investors want, and also the all and in and out of a term sheet. Other than that, we have also learned how we can actually achieve the speed and scale faster for our startup.
So tell us about your experience at E@ Stanford program. You know, were there anything unexpected when you were there? Was this your first time visiting Stanford University?
Yes. The culture and the ecosystem over there, the pay-forward mentality is very strong in Silicon Valley. And this is the reason why when we come back to Malaysia, apart from the sharing session that Magic have arranged, my co-founder and I actually work very closely with a few of startups to help them unconditionally to strategize and launch their product. So this is basically the pay-forward mentality that adopted in Silicon Valley. Mm. Whereby you don't see it in Malaysia, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Because understanding the nature of your company, it's a family-owned business, and then you sort of ventured out to an online platform. Were there any difference in terms of how your current business structure is being formed versus what you saw in, you know, different startups in Silicon Valley?
Okay. Basically, right, I learned about this. It's either go big or go home. Okay. Okay, back then, right, my co-founder and I were very comfortable on running our own startup. And we realized that there are so much more that we have not done on how we can actually scale faster than we are now. The first thing that we implement after we're back from Silicon Valley is to place the talent in place so that we can, actually the specialization is the one of the key to scale faster.
Specialization.
Yeah. Without that, right, we are still stuck in our work and, you know, we are still hands-on and we couldn't go out of Malaysia.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, what are the immediate steps that you would want to do sometime by Asian designers in order to scale or to grow big?
First of all, right, starting from next year onwards, we are actually targeting in a few markets, including Indonesia, Singapore, and then Thailand. So we will focus on expand our business in Singapore and Indonesia first. So first of all, definitely we have to understand the market over there, like how we can set up company. And before that, right, we are not clear about how we can work together with an investor because we have no idea about the term sheet and all that. And now we are very clear like how we can actually negotiate for a better, how to say, the equity that we give out for our investor, yeah.
Okay, Han, in terms of following up, because you know this is the second batch of EAT Stanford program participants, what are the other programs you have to sort of keep this batch of entrepreneurs in touch and network with each other?
In addition to the sharing sessions, which was briefly mentioned by Nicole, once a month we organize this sharing session where all of these entrepreneurs come together again to share what they have learned during the EAT Stanford program to the larger local startup community. So every sharing session would have a different theme. So for instance, the first one, we focus on entrepreneurial culture and mindset from the Valley. And the second one, we talk about product market fit. The next one we are going to run will probably be focusing on finance or business model. So this is actually one platform where all of these entrepreneurs come together again, and the alumni from this batch, they love to meet again. And actually, a lot of their interactions also happen organically outside of Magic's initiative. We see a lot of them reach out to each other to say, hey, your strength is in social media. Can you help me to set up my next campaign?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And where can people find more information about this events?
Definitely on the Magic's website, mymagic.my.
Okay. Yep. And lastly is, you know, what are your advice for maybe future batch to prepare themselves to, you know, be part of the EAT Stanford program?
I think, right, they can actually look for those company is in the same industry. For example, in my category, it's a back category. So we can actually look for those in similar industry to contact the founders or maybe one of the creative director to make an arrangement and meet them up in Silicon Valley to get a sharing session with them on how they run their business or how they create their products. So because we will never know, it could be so much different from the one that we have been applying in Malaysia. This is one of the homework that we have not done before this. So, but then we are still able to get lots of valuable advices from the mentors, like how we can expand regionally.
Yeah. Okay.
So before you even get selected for the EAT Stanford program, I would say now that we have run it for 2 years, a lot more people are more aware of what the program is about. So the competition has definitely come stronger as well to be get selected for this program as compared to the first year. So for this year, we actually received over 150 applications, which we then cut down to only 70 that come in to Magic to pitch to us face to face. And from the 70, we only selected 22 startups, which sometimes is part of. So I would say during the initial application phase, put a lot more effort into your pitch deck and also the pitch video that you are going to send to us.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Nicole Wong, who is the co-founder of Sometime by Asian Designers, one of the lucky 22 startups who went to Silicon Valley for the EAT Stanford program by Magic, and also Ham Nyon Han, Program Director of Global and Regional Programs in Magic. So do check them out at mymagic.my for applications to EAT Stanford program. So stay tuned. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.